All right, welcome back. Why are you asking so many questions about the structure of the building?
No, I was just asking about stuff like this. I don't know. We have old speakers at McMoran. I want to know how old the speakers are here.
That speaker is not as old as the speaker at McMoran.
Okay.
That speaker's been in here since we built these studios, and we built these studios in the mid-2000s, I guess.
Well, I just want to say publicly, I'm in full support of a new sound system at the arena. So if we have to do one of those online petitions, whatever. But, yeah, so maybe I'm looking for help by saying this.
13 Shoots Left is already at work here on the show today. It's a Wednesday, and the season's underway, so we bring the Prowlers in on Wednesdays. Coach Joe 13, Joe whatever you want to call yourself, is here. And Matias...
No, it's Everything Joe.
Everything Joe. And Matias Kosek is here as well. I didn't recognize you.
Did he say it right? Because I feel I always say it wrong.
You say it right. Like, in my, like, Czech Republic, you say, like, Matias Kosek. Okay. But, like, here, everybody call me, like, Cass.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you say it really good.
Okay. See?
I just want to know.
30 years in this space. 30 years.
I say this because I want to know. Because how did Z says your name funny?
Yeah, Matias. Like, they call me Matias. But like it's kind of funny, but like Cass is the they call
well,
me Cass.
And I always said it just should be Yager Jr. Yager he wants Jr. long flow, he wants to look like Yager.
Yeah.
So Czech Republic?
Oh yeah.
Okay. See, sometimes you guess wrong sometimes and upsets people.
No, right you by know, Prague. Yeah. He said everyone could come visit and stay at his house if we want a vacation.
How nice is Prague? Because it just seems like it's a really cool place to visit.
It's really nice. It is a little bit different. It's like old town, you know, so it's like castles and stuff. So I really like it. I really enjoy the time.
I'd like that. You ever been to Quebec City?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
that's like going to Europe, isn't it?
It's kind of like it's like same buildings and stuff. So it's pretty. I was in Quebec and it's pretty like similar.
Yeah, I like it there. So you had an interesting year last year. Was it your first year over in the States or no?
It was my second year, but the first year I was playing juniors. And I had like opportunity to play 14 games in Feral Hockey League, so I kind of like know where I'm going. And last year was my like first regular season. Like
we're all 14 against us because I felt like I saw you for all 14.
Yeah, it was like it wasn't like all 14, but I played a lot of games against you guys.
Now that was St. Clair Shores then, right?
Yeah, it was St. Clair Shores. I hate playing on when he was on the D. It was hard.
Well, that's because he's dirty. You could say it.
Yeah.
No,
everybody knows it.
No, he never heard me. But see? Like, it's just hard to play on him, you know.
See, so the fans that chirp me sometimes, it's either good players in the league that don't like playing against me. Mm-hmm. But
because they're
Matt
afraid
Corinth,
that you're going to like put your stick through their head while they're trying to make a play.
No, that new guy
would
is
scare
Matt
me
Graham.
Too.
That new guy is Matt Graham. So Matt Graham took on the role that I was in. And all of a sudden, he went from player to office administrator as well. And I believe if he got all the phantom penalty minutes he gave to other guys in Carolina by accident, the refs, he would be at like 60 penalty minutes right now. He would be leading the league. Mm-hmm. And I think he just took over Joe Pace status. He had four fights down there.
I've got to ask because I keep seeing it in the transactions, and I keep thinking it's got to be a mistake. Because Austin Federley is like the smallest guy in the league.
I trained him.
What
well
did he
too.
Do?
Nope, I want him to play like Sean Avery, man. That kid, you know, that line is going. Oh, he's playing with him and Robson. And what happened was during a line change, he got his stick up in a guy's face area, and the guy sold it really well. And they went back and reviewed the videotape.
Oh, okay,
because
I was going to say they didn't
you know,
give him.
He went like that.
They didn't
the
give
stick
him a penalty.
At a guy, and all of a sudden, the guy dropped like a bag of potatoes. Mm-hmm. Ref didn't call it because he didn't see it. Ref made the right call, but on videotape that you could see the stick come up and you see the guy go down. The league's like, we only have one angle.
Yeah, that's a Scott Brand thing.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then you know what? Karma came back to bite him in the butt because Federley gets one game for that. Ozo gets one game for the same kind of little thing, a little slash on the leg. And
but Carey didn't get a suspension.
Nope. Carey's was during the whistle, so the league said even though it was a spear, the ref gave him the right call. A 2, a 5, a 10, you're gone. You play the next night.
Okay.
You know, with no injury, it's a 2-5-10, you're gone and playing the next night during the whistle. After the whistle, that same thing Kerry did would have been another game or someone. So, yeah, waking up in the morning, and they had Colton down for one. So I wake up in Carolina, and I'm like, okay, I just played my first game. Player head coach went awesome. We lost by one goal. They scored on a tip in, 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left. I'm like, I could live with that. We'll live to fight another day. That was a great start. And someone said they started skiing in July. So I'm like, our guys started skiing last week. Like,
that's right.
And then I'm like, this was a good game. And I wake up in the morning, four guys are suspended by league emails. By lunchtime, only two are suspended. And it's the two that didn't think they were. So Kerry was crying. He thought he was. Federley really is suspended. It was a wild trip. But, yeah, today they got resuspended because Federley didn't pay his $14
fine. Yeah, I was going to say, that's just the money thing there.
Yeah, the league wants his $14.
Yeah, as soon as he pays, then he's good to be back in the lineup.
Yeah, Ozo's a vet. He owes like $46.
Well, he's got a long rap sheet.
Yeah. You should see mine. They say undisclosed amount. Like, one whole week's pay. Check.
Yours, it probably takes like 45 minutes, like if they were to hit the print button on the computer to print off all of your infractions suspensions.
Just in the first 2 years in the FHL, I was suspended more in the first 2 years than ever in my hockey career. I went 10 years playing pro. I got kicked out of 2, 3, 4 games. I had been suspended for one. All of a sudden here, second game in, it's a 10-game suspension, life suspension after that. I'm the only guy, I don't like talking about it, but I did come out of the stands in my tracksuit, and I helped defend the team in Maine when Espo sent the Whalers over. Danbury emptied their bench. They came over there fighting Affinati, all these guys, and I just jumped down out of the stands. I was like, I got to help these guys out. And, Nick Niedert was on Danbury.
I'm surprised Espo never traded for you.
Oh, I'm surprised too, but I don't think Barry would give me up that easy. So I really have my fingers crossed Espo gets a head coaching job somewhere in the East Coast Hockey League, because I would love to go work with him, because he loves to build just a tough, wild, crazy team, but they're workhorses. Mm-hmm. He never has a team that's lazy. Yeah. His teams were always workers. And I actually saw Matt Carancy, who played in Danbury and Watertown last year, but he said the same thing this guy. He's like, you were always the worst to play against. And then we talked about Espo, and he's like, man, he is a nut, but I'd play for him again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he said
when they're always there at the end. Like, his teams are they always make the playoffs, and they're always there at the end.
And he talked about how he would do anything for his guys. There's times the owners blew him off, didn't pay the guys for 2 weeks. Espo went into his, side business, his lawn fund, and paid the guys just to keep them, surviving and keep from a mutiny.
You better get a side business.
Dalton Jays right now run a landscape business, so maybe we'll start up next summer.
92 shoots, right? He finally got a goal this weekend, right?
Oh, he needed one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to score if Parkey and Robo are going to sit at home.
I love monkeys, but I don't like a monkey on the back like that.
Dalton's got to score some goals. You were getting a lot of points in Watertown, or at least it seemed like every time we had a goal, you had an assist.
You should be wearing 68.
I'm trying hard. I mean, like, my line is really good right now. We're working hard, everything working. There's good chemistry, so hopefully it'll be like this every game.
Now, like, when you're out there on the ice and you get mad at somebody, do you chirp at them in English or do you chirp at them in Czech?
It depends. Sometimes I'm chirping in Czech, but, like, more in English.
You speak better English than a lot of the guys who've lived here their whole life, by the way.
I never heard him say anything but, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I heard that a couple times out of you. Why was that?
I don't know. I really remember.
Oh, was I chasing you?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But no, this guy, I expect a lot of him. And even during camp, we've had some talks. And I'm super proud of his line. You know, Robson, he's a fourth-year guy. You know, he's didn't put in a lot of games those first 2 years. But he was there the whole season learning. Federley's now going into year three. He's going into year three. A lot of guys, you know, have been around the room a while. And with a younger league, a line like this, third-year guys, those are, you know, now this is our money line. This is where it's at. And they're high energy. They're physical. And it's everything we could want out of a whole team. So if everyone could just kind of mold themselves after the red line right now, just follow them. You know.
We got to practice the shootout, though.
I know. We did today.
We did today.
You know, you'll never guess who was in the finals, almost won the whole thing.
Won you.
It was Paul Arnott, 69 shoots now, left.
Yeah, but he's... Well, he doesn't have a move. He's just going in and, like, putting his head down at the hash marks and slapping it right.
No, all backhands over the shoulder.
Yeah.
He's filthy.
Yeah.
He has some moves.
He had the third goalie in then, right?
Yeah. I always wanted to see a D go in the shootout early in the round, so I looked at Johnny, and Johnny was like, I got this. It's a game over. And I'm like, I know you could score, so I let him go. And he shot. He did what I would have wanted him to do because the ice was so chewed up. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see anyone deacon. It was just so bad you were going to lose it. It was going to be one on a shot. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping a D-man was going to come through. I thought it was going to be Johnny. 25 shoots left.
That's cheating, though, because he's an ex-forward.
A lot of eyes were a little bigger this morning in the room when, Pege walked in. So, mm-hmm. when Arnott walked in today to skate, he's not under contract or anything, but he wants to start working again. He wants to start, finding a way to get in game shape, and there's no place where we would rather have him with us. And, he's an all-star defenseman at this level, so you might not see it anymore. He's getting older. His body's worn down, played in the Coast, played in the SP. So to have that experience in your room, coming in the weekends, helping the guys out, making it out to one or two skates during the week, it makes all the difference. And, it makes for hard decisions for a guy like me now. But, I think it's decisions I have to make for the good, betterment of the organization. And we know what some of these guys could do.
You can find a spot for a guy like that.
See, that's what I mean. I'm a coach, and sometimes I say I'm biased. Maybe I love him a little too much. But when I really, truly step back and think about it from a scouting perspective, at this level, he's got what we need. He's there. He's the full package.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys stay here.
Stay?
Yeah, stay here. We'll let you hang out for a little while. I do have to play some commercials, but you guys stay.
Okay, right? I just want to apologize right now to all the listeners for all these pre-recorded commercials or anything. I would read them right now if they gave me a script, and I'll just keep talking through this whole break.
I don't know that all of our sponsors would like that. Some
I know. shucks.
All right, welcome back. I'm holding over the Prowlers for a special engagement today because it is the home opener on Friday, and there's a game on Saturday as well, and it's against the Elmira Enforcers, or as I like to call them, the police guy from the Village People.
No, absolutely.
That is the worst emblem ever. Ever.
Yeah, and honestly, I wish they would have just called one of us because I think we all know graphic designers that would have got them artwork that looks like ours. That I think that logo right there looks like a pro logo, out of the NHL.
That's my favorite one. We're looking at the one with where the PH is the teeth.
Yep, we're looking at our circle logo off the white jerseys right now. Yeah. So,
I like that.
But I like both of them. And, our guy was right out of town, and now we've made relationships with people in town that could do the same work that's right there. That guy specifically works with sports teams making logos. So our graphic designer doesn't specialize in that. But, 8 Day Media could do just about anything your business needs. Mm-hmm. So. Little plug right there for
that's
you.
All right. I'm torn because I love our black jerseys, and I love when we wear them. But when I'm broadcasting the game and I want to see the sleeve number, it's really hard on the black jerseys.
So what do you think we should
do? My favorite one at home is when we wear white. Those are the easiest to read.
On the shoulders?
Yeah, and the back too. Just all together. I very rarely miss who's got the puck if we're wearing our
white. Okay, we'll have to look into that for next year. Maybe we'll double the size of our numbers on their sleeves just for you next year.
You got to remember, man, I'm getting old.
Yeah, I don't see like I do. Have winter classic jerseys.
I had the big 5-0 this summer.
I prefer black and white than red jerseys. I don't know. It's better.
The ones that you guys wore in North Shore last year, those are hard. Number one, they're hard to read. Number two, somebody else's name is on the back of your sweater that's not your name.
It was in North Shore. It was pretty everything was confusing there. So, right now I'm finally in the real good pro hockey team. So
that's Kasich. No, maybe it's Catalato or whatever his name was. Or
yeah, I know.
Contrado.
Okay. Well, we'll call him Smith until we figure out who it actually is wearing that number there.
That's exactly how we would have to call the game. Oh, I think he passes to Giuliano. Oh, nope, Giuliano got traded to Danville last week. Someone's in Giuliano's jersey. He passes to Baker. Baker's on our team, so they can't be Baker.
Yeah, no,
Over to Colton. Nope, we've had Colton since November.
Josh Colton wore, while he was in St. Clair Shores, uh-huh. He wore the jersey and the name on the backs was Dorman, who played like one game, first game of the season, so his name was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they waived him, and then they brought Colton in, and they just gave him that jersey. But the name was like, I don't know, sandblasted onto the back. They couldn't change it? They couldn't put something over it? I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah, they bought jerseys with the name sublimated on, and then they covered them with nameplates. But after doing the whole team once and spending over $200, they didn't replace them again. So when they got rid of Colton after he got a nameplate, then someone else was Colton the rest of the year.
Yeah, so Colton, like, Colton skating in against Colton.
It's something else. Yeah. Yeah. That we used to say that all the time, like, hit yourself, Colton. Just hit him.
If you can't beat that Colton guy, you're just no good.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
So what else? What else are we touching on right now?
Because
we got so many special nights this year and stuff already booked. And, definitely. What do you think about our 6 o'clock Saturday games?
I love it.
Well, I like it because everyone's been telling me they can't bring their kids out because they can't stay out late.
Yeah, no, I love 6 o'clock games.
Me too.
You know, I get it, traditional 7:30 games and all that. Even the half hour, even starting games at 7 makes a big difference in my world.
No, and I think it does in a lot of people nowadays because even the crowd that wants to stay out after the game still wants to make it somewhere before 11 o'clock or somewhere. They still feel like they're missing a part of their night when they're getting out of the game so late because we're talking about a 7:30 start. We're talking about ending around almost 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So by the time you get out the door, get in your car, get out of the parking lot, get to where you're going, you know, it could be quarter to 11, you know. And I think right now these 6 o'clock Saturday games, I think these five of them, if we could pack the house those nights, they're all Casey's Kid Zone nights. We're going to have a lot of stuff going on, so it keeps everyone entertained. And, you know, I think those are our nights for the young families, our older crowd, our go-out crowd, because I feel like you could come to a Prowlers game and still make it downtown Detroit in a reasonable time to have fun and have a night out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true.
And you get kind of warmed up, too, when you go to the Prowler game first. Just saying.
Yep. Yeah. You never know when they're going to have those dollar off or dollar beers and warm-ups and just surprise everyone. They're like, tricked you. Like, tricked you, dollar beers and warm-ups tonight.
That's
Do
true.
We have anyone that beeps me out when I cuss on here?
No.
Oh, really? So I could just let her go?
You're worried about that?
Well, I've been watching
your
a lot of
Your dad did this show all last year,
and I know
and
the
you're
guys
worried
are
about
call me, so.
Things, so.
I know the guys are going to call me. Biz Nasty, he was my first junior fight. He beat me up pretty bad. It was like 3-4 right in the forehead, one on top of the head, a Donkey Kong, and I went down.
Do you remember the ones you lose more than the ones you win?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I guess you could always remember, like, really beating the brakes off someone and killing them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's something about, like, getting, you know, getting your shit handed to you. You know, and, like, I remember Joey Sewell beating me up vividly
Joey Sewell played here.
No, and the fight was right here in Port Huron. My blood was on the ice all year. It was right there. It was like, oh, that's where Pace was bleeding. But
Joey Sewell is one of my favorite. I'm glad you brought that name up. I'd forgotten about Joey.
No.
In front of his locker, he's a native. So in front of his locker, he had this statue of this eagle that, like, his grandfather had made by hand and painted, you know, out of wood or whatever. And he put that thing in front of his locker, and it was like his totem or whatever it was. And he, like, scored. This is a guy that he didn't score, like, 27 goals the rest of his career. And he had 27 goals that year. Plus, he fought everybody. No, he was a fan favorite.
He went to the net. He went to the net, this guy, because he went to the net hard. I was going with him to the net. He's third line guy. I'm D playing against the third line. And he slashes our goalie, Vogel.
Yep, Ronnie Vogel.
Yep. So he slashes Vogel.
Ronnie played here too for a little
while. Yeah, so slashes him, and they know each other well. Mm-hmm. And I go and cross check him in the neck and immediately get punched with a left. And then before I knew it, his gloves were off and I was getting hit with lefts and rights, then just rights, and then more lefts. And then by the end of the fight, I was like, oh man, my gloves are still on. And I was like looking on the ice and couldn't find my mouth guard because it was red and there was so much blood on the ice, I couldn't find
That's crazy.
It was just lost in the blood. I was like, I need that mouth guard. That's a special mouth guard. It's custom.
That's crazy.
You haven't had to drop them with anybody, have you?
Last year, I did. With Josh Pietrangelo, captain of Carolina Thunderbirds. It was my first fight, first pro fight. It was pretty interesting. I lose, but like, I'm happy I done it. So I do it for the boys. So.
You threw a few, right?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Yep.
That's just right. Throw a few. Don't embarrass yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not like how many you won. It's just how many you got in.
Yeah.
He's a big, tall guy too, that Pietrangelo.
He's like a 6'2" or 6'1" and a half.
So he had the reach on you and everything.
Because online, this guy's 6'3 on our website.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't look. Corey Simon's 6'2". I stand next to Corey in the room. I think I'm taller than him. He's 6'2".
Right.
I said, so can I list myself as 6'2"?
He's played two good games. Well, you know, Carolina, I don't know about.
Two one-goal games.
The shots, but made like 60 saves the first game.
No, the first game we were out of shape. We skated for 7 days and went to play our first game. They, as a team or as training camp, skated for 21 days before that first game. Mm-hmm. So they had a leg up on us. They broke the league rules by 11 days. You're only allowed to start 10 days before your first game.
Andre and Brand.
Yep.
They get to do whatever they want.
So broke league rules, no big deal. And Sarge and no one really like went after them and said, why are you guys skating? Why did you guys start training camp? But, so we got going, I think, 8 days before our first game.
Yeah.
And we were in league rules. But, we went down there with barely any legs. Mm-hmm. We went down there all with half tanks of gas. We didn't fuel up.
So anyways, Andre got in trouble again. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and for something really petty, he was up 4-0, and he didn't send guys out to a penalty kill faceoff. He got a penalty, and he said, come talk to me, ref. Ref said, F you, drop the puck. And he said, send your guys. He said, I'm not sending my guys till you talk to me. Gave him a two, so now they're 5-on-3. Didn't send his three guys, kicked him out, and the league gave him 6 games.
Wow. So anyways, I don't even know if I want to talk about this, but we will. So Scott Brand is basically coaching them, but they have a lot of European players, and so they need an interpreter on the bench, and so they have technically hired Andre's girlfriend to be the interim
coach.
They've given her the interim coach
title. So I just want to say, everyone, the lines are open. We are accepting calls.
Shout out to Barstool.
Yep. Shout out to Barstool Sports. If you don't know what we're talking about, you just tag the hashtag FHL on most any social media, and it's probably one of the first things to pop up for FHL right now. It's, I guess, maybe great for one team, maybe great for her personally. I, as someone who
a stunt to get people to go to Carolina games.
Yeah, maybe, but it could work. But I guess in all reality, it's going to be more a social media thing. And really, at the end of the day, as an ambassador of this league, I think what they did there was a joke. If I get suspended and we could bring in a real pro hockey player that, you know, she plays women's pro hockey or someone like, you know, she doesn't live far away, but Mayo and Rayon, if she came over and coached while me and Graham were suspended, that would be completely understandable. And I would respect that. But what they're doing down there is just kind of too much of a PR stunt for me. And you know I love pro wrestling. I'm a sports entertainment kind of guy. Like, I gave people the Hogan ear flap. I was looking for the noise last year.
Somebody's got to translate for Salak.
Oh, jeez. I talked to him in the face-off circle. He could hear just fine. He talks back, too. His broken English is good enough to understand.
Anyways, I got to let you guys go, but thanks for hanging out a little extra
well,
today.
Thank you. So you're not going to be there November 9th and 10th, but everyone
else.
I'll
be there the 10th.
Oh, right. You will?
Yeah.
Well, Stucky's missing the home opener, guys, but no one else better. So 7 o'clock, McMorrin, us versus Elmira.
Yeah, see you there. Thank
Perfect.
You.
All right.
I love you, Stocks.
Pistons are coming up next, and you can join me for, what day is today, Wednesday? You can join me tomorrow for the regular show 5 to 7.